Open your Bibles. Now, this very tremendous territory in Exodus chapter 33. Very tremendous territory. There's a spiritual lifting that in this text we're about to read. You're going to have to hear it clearly, because when I start giving you what the Lord has given me for this morning, some changes are going to take place. Exodus chapter 33. Now, it's not the history of the text, and it's not Moses we're going to be concerned about this morning. Moses is going to be in the writing, but the information or the history of the text is not what we're looking for. We're looking for the mysteries to be revealed to us, that the same thing that we read about can happen to us this morning. Right? Moses, in this text, you may have a Bible marked like mine, beginning at the 12th verse of Exodus 33, Moses prays for God's presence. And we're going to watch out and see how, when you pray for God's presence, how God, in what way do God manifest his presence? So I want you to stand with me during this reading, and then I'll tell you what the Lord told me to impart to you this morning. But there's a specific way that you can dwell in God's presence every moment of your life. No matter what's going on, you know his presence with you. All right? And you don't want to miss this. This is the most joyous life that you will ever experience. And so Moses prayed. There's some things I want you to underline, because you're going to talk about grace. You're going to talk about grace over and over again. The space of grace. The space of grace is where you want to keep yourself all the time. It's not my subject, but you want to stay in the space of grace. You want to stay in the space, you listening? Of God's favor every day of your life. At the table, in the bedroom, wherever you are, driving your car, you always want to be in that space of grace. So it says here in the 12th verse, and Moses said unto the Lord had given him an assignment. We all got an assignment. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. Now watch what he says next. And thou hast also, I got it underlined in my Bible, found grace in my sight. Now, whether you know it or not, if you're a Christian, you're supposed to be at all times, listen very carefully, a grace seeker. God has some favors. Favors is plural. God has some favors he want to pour out on your life this morning. Will you receive them?
Yes, sir.
I said God has some favors that he want to pour out on your life this morning. You ready to receive them, right?
Yes,
sir. See, I'm ready.
I'm ready
to receive
all
my favors from God.
Oh,
boy. You just put yourself in a position now. He heard you. He got some favor for you. So underline in the 12th verse, found grace in my sight. 13th verse says, now, therefore I pray thee, if I have found, come on, underline it, grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee. Oh, my goodness. I don't want no car. I ain't coming to the house now, Lord. I want the kind of grace that I'll know thee. When I know thee, the other thing's going to come automatically. Now, whether you know it or not, if you're listening, the Holy Spirit just changed some things in your life. See, the more you seek God, the more you can have what you want. He will see to it. If you seek him properly, he will see to him that you shall not want for no good thing. Look at somebody and tell them, you are being promoted this morning. Look at the 13th verse now. I got to read this slowly. I don't know how far I'm going to get today. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace. You say it again. In thy sight. And consider that this nation is thy people. So I'm taking you this morning. You his people, right? Verse 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee. Hallelujah. And I will give thee rest. It don't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what's going on. When I tell you, I'm going to give you rest. Baby, you got rest. 15th verse. He said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up there. Hence, I don't want to go. That's the way you need to be. For wherein should it be known here that I and thy people, here we go again, underline it, have found grace in thy sight. Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all people that are upon the face of the earth. Verse 17, come on, you'll see it again. And the Lord, you ain't never seen this. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. Why, Lord? For thou has found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on with me now. Underline those names. And he said, the 19th verse, no, in the 18th verse, and he said, I beseech thee, now, grace and glory upon us in the spirit world. If you get enough grace, glory gonna show up. Glory and grace lack to function in the same person. I decree upon thee that grace and glory is about to flow in you like never before. That divine combination is about to rearrange everything in your life, every person in your life. When they come near you from now on, they're going to sense grace and glory. all your internal organs right now are about to experience grace and glory. Grace and glory are extending your life right now. Elevating your life to another level. Tell somebody, I'm going to another level. Once I told you to say that, the Spirit of God said, tell them grace is one wing and glory is the other wing that is about to take you to the next. Did you hear that? The Holy Spirit just told me, said, tell them grace is one wing and glory is the other wing that is about to fly them to the next level. So the 18th verse said, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. The 19th verse. And he said, I will make all my goodness. You imagine that you becoming a candidate this morning for all of God's goodness pass before thee. If he showed it to Moses, he can show it to me. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. Goodness and the name of the Lord pass before me this morning up in here. And will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and show mercy on whom I will show mercy. What a text. That's a lot of traveling there, boy. That one set of scripture is a lot of traveling. You may be seated. Get ready to write in your notes where the Lord want to take us this morning. The subject matter is grace is supernatural favor flowing in and through my heart by faith. It's a long subject. I try to use them two-word subject, but I can't no more. Grace is supernatural favor flowing in and through my heart by faith. One more time, because I want you to get it. Grace is supernatural favor flowing through and in and through my heart by faith. Now there are two things I'm going to have to deal with to promote you this morning in that type of life. And I'm going to read one or two things to you. I want you to listen very carefully because it's positioning you in another space in the spirit that carries, you listening? Multitudes of promotion. What? You about to enter into, are you listening? Multitudes of supernatural promotion. Y'all didn't receive that good enough. You listening? Promotions that no one can stop. Matter of fact, I'm going to say it like you tell me. Promotions are dropping on you right now. You hearing it? Yeah, supernatural promotion. Now watch, but watch this. I'm going to tell you what's been holding you back. You've been a good Christian. You love God. You got born again. And you received salvation. But the blockage had been the fact that you have depended on salvation without transformation. You're saved in your spirit. You heard me? But your soul, your mind, your conscience, your imagination, your thinking is not saved. That what you're sitting in right now, your body, is not saved. So you have to bring your soul and your body into salvation on a daily basis. No, you didn't get me. They didn't get me because you're not going to be able to shift. You recognize, let me read this to you. In our generation, we see people receive salvation, but we don't see them surrender to the Holy Spirit so that they can experience transformation. So, two words I want to give you, I think would help you. Salvation, you got it? Another word is surrender. That's something Satan don't want you to see, your surrendering part. He wants you to believe, Satan wants you to believe you can do everything through salvation. But he got two parts. You got one part you're using, and Satan got two parts he's using against you. Your soul, and I will call your body, your senses. So your spirit, your soul, and your senses. Your soul and your senses are not saved. But you can put them in a safe position. Anybody hearing me? There's a lot of traffic going through your soul. There's a lot of traffic going through your senses. And you got to be the guard of what's going through your soul and what's going through your senses. Or you can pray all you want. And you can memorize all the scriptures you want. And you can go to church 19 times a day. You still not going to see who you are until you start taking control over your soul and over your body. Hallelujah. Salvation comes when you confess with your mouth because you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and Savior. You're born again. You're born again in your spirit. Transformation comes when you surrender not only what you're doing, but who you are. Oh Lord, God, I'm gonna get in trouble here now. Oh Lord, let me say something else. No, he said, say what I tell you to say. Most of y'all never been there. Praying in the Spirit, what a powerful worship and praise. We give to God a few moments ago, right? Yeah. All of that. But along with that, turn to Romans 9:1. and Romans 8:14. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. It is in my spirit. See, you're trying to do it all with your spirit, but you got two interrupters. My conscience also bear me witness with the Holy, witness in the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:14. Who you led by? For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But there's interruption in you being led by your soul and your senses. Neither one of them saved. So everybody on the side of my voice, there are parts of you not saved. You're going to have to protect them. Now, you're powerful enough and you're strong enough to protect them, but you're going to have to know you got to protect them. You just can't pray and go on thinking you're going to work out. You just can't memorize a scripture and quote a scripture and think everything's going to be all right. No, you got to keep that soul under control. And you got to keep that flesh under control, because neither one of them saved. So it's almost saying you got to save your soul. You got to save your body. Go to Romans 12:1-3. That's the tracking. That's the tracking. Let's track your life right now. Let's track your life and let's change it that you be the most powerful being that walking on the face of this earth. Let's take these three steps. Take these three steps on a daily basis. Romans 12:1. Take these three steps on a daily basis. I got to do it every day, or my soul and my body gonna lie to me and tell me I'm not eternal. I'm not delivered. I'm not free. Feeling going to take control of me. Thoughts going to take control of me. But not no more. I'm about to receive, you listening? A divine compass that I must use every day. Write that down. A divine compass. Romans 12:1-3. Hebrews 4:12 going to help you use it. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 20 and 21, going to settle it. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body, that Jesus will present your body. No, the Holy Spirit. No, the apostle. No, the person sitting next to me. No, my husband. No, my wife. No, my daddy. Everybody say personal. Now, if you're going to be lazy and crazy, it's up to you. I'm going to do the best I can do for you. But if you're going to be lazy and crazy up in here and not going to pay attention to recognize that the greatest promotions, some of y'all graduated from college. I got a lawyer in here. He graduated from law school. Got policemen in here. We got businessmen and women in here, online. I don't know who. They're all over the country following this ministry. People from different backgrounds. But the greatest promotion I'm going to say it in the way you can get it, all right? Be all right if I say it in the way you get it? The greatest promotion that you have in your life is devotion. Devotion, what devotion mean? I'm totally submitted to God and his ways by the person of the Holy Spirit. Right. You listening? I'm not going to let my mind control me anymore. Look at Romans 12, 2. If your mind not right, you cannot please God. And Satan know that. And Satan know you got the power to think God thoughts. My thoughts are your thoughts, saith the Lord. When anything else come up about failure, about disrespect, you have the power to erase it. Erase that thought. That thought is not glorifying God. I want you out of my mind right now. From now on, my brothers and sisters, I'm placing on you this morning a thought erasing anointing. You cannot erase thought by your senses. You got to have the backup of the Holy Ghost to erase that thought that is taking you from the plan of God. But this morning, by revelation and by inspiration, you coming into a divine position that you have a divine thought eraser being placed in your life. Because if you can erase the thought, you're never going to do the deed. Look at somebody and tell them it's time for you to grow up. In other words, don't let thoughts rule your life. You rule thoughts so God can have control of your life. You ever heard of a divine thought eraser? You got one now. You here, aren't you? Be not conformed to this world. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your life should be run by Romans 12, 3. Your life should not be run by your thinking. See, for I said to the grace, that is, grace. You see it? You remember the text we read, right? Moses was trying to lead those people, and the Lord just kept putting grace on him. By the grace given unto me, that every man that is among you, not to think of himself. Oh Lord, that's a problem, isn't it? I said, that's a problem, isn't it? Of thinking of yourself more harder than you ought to think. Come on. Come on, y'all tell the truth. That's a problem, isn't it? Y'all don't want to answer me. We all got that problem. We think we the one. You stupid if you don't think that. I'm the one. But you got to think it with God. You remember that look in the mirror, you got your half fish good and stuff. Oh, Lord. We didn't do that. You got a nice suit on. Oh, man. Don't think more hard than you ought to think. But the things sober according to that God has dealt to every man that made your faith. In other words, your life, listen to me, because we're about to get rid of a lot of things here this morning. Your life is a faith and grace lifestyle. Write that down. My life is a faith and grace lifestyle. I must yield to my spirit and control my soul and body. I must yield to my spirit and control my soul and body. God is not going to control my soul for me. God is not going to control my body for me. He has given me the power to do it through my spirit. Now, I don't want you to forget the subject because I'm going to tell you some things about it. Grace is supernatural favor flowing in and through my heart by faith. That's a masterpiece there, buddy. You wrote it down? Who can repeat it back to me? I'm going to say it again. Somebody need to repeat it back to me. Grace is a supernatural favor flowing in and through my heart by faith. If I don't get nothing else in you this morning, I got to get that. But the Lord woke me early this morning and put that in my heart. The Lord changed my subject all the time. I'll be waiting on him on whatever you want, Lord. Now, listen carefully. I want to make some divine statement about favor. Favor and grace are interchangeable. They're changeable. And your right to have it all the days of your life. God is saying to you, let me dress your life in my favor. You didn't hear it. Let me dress your life in my favor. I wonder, I'm going to say it in a way you can catch it. I wonder what is the quality of God's favor. I wonder what is the quantity of God's favor. I wonder what is the quietness when trouble is all around me, when I know I'm wrapped in the favor of God, I can be calm when things are going wrong. Three things I told you just now. Three things I told you. You better grant those three things. The quality of God's favor. There is nothing, I don't care what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you live in, I don't care what your bank accounts say, there's nothing stand above the favor of God. And I talk to this, the Spirit of God says, tell them right now, my favor is about to put new flavor in their lives. And I hear the Spirit of God says, my brothers and sisters, new favors are on your table. Hey, everybody not hearing this, you know. I said y'all sitting there like y'all at the popcorn station. No, everybody not hearing this. You understand when God said, he just told me to tell you. God told me to tell you new favor is on your table. What? God said that? Your expectation should be off the hook. God just prophesied to you. He's putting new favor on your table. My brothers and sisters, it got to be in your heart to eat it. Because we're about to eat up some favor. I said, I'm about to eat up some favor. I'm going to rhyme a little bit. You can keep eating the labor, but but I'm going to eat the favor. Now, this is a traffic. Grace is supernatural favor flowing in and through my heart by faith. Now, my brothers and sisters, nothing is regular up in here today. I'll get your attention, what he told me to tell you now. Promotion is flying everywhere. Good God Almighty. You heard that? Promotion is flying everywhere, but you got to get in the plane. Not get on the plane, airplane. You got to get in the plane. PLN. God got a plan that is releasing on your life right now. By favor and grace. Favor and grace are flowing through my heart right now. Listen to this. And promotions, plural, are about to pick me up. Good God Almighty. You heard that? And promotion. I came to church. And I want to do a little dance. And I want to shout. I did that. But then something else happened to me. I'm not going back home the same way. I'm going back home with promotion on my body. Promotion in my purse. Promotion in my wallet. I'm going back promoted from everything that's been trying to hold me down. Sickness and disease cannot stay in my promotion. I'm promoted from sickness. I'm promoted from disease. Can he do it? I said, can he do it? I'm promoted from sadness. I'm promoted from, watch this, I'm promoted from threats. Satanic threats that Satan tried to put in my life and tell me I'm not going to make it. I am promoted by grace. I'm promoted from sorrow. I'm promoted from pain. I'm promoted from sickness. I'm promoted from diseases. Grace keep running through my heart. I got a grace traffic going on this side of me. I got a favor. Oh, my. I got a favor traffic flowing through me right now. Favor on the left, favor on the right, favor behind me, favor in front of me, favor under my feet, favor over my head. Oh, God, have mercy. I got to use my faith up in here this morning and shout. I got to say, Apostle, if you're not talking to nobody else, You're talking to me. Grace gates are being opened. Grace doors are being opened. Grace windows are being opened for every person under the sound of my voice. Things are about to happen good to you that you can't explain. All you're going to be able to do is praise God and dance. You're about to live a supernatural grace life. Put that down. A supernatural grace life. Tell three people supernatural grace is upon me right now. Power of flowing grace is upon me right now. Understanding the total power of favor. Now, this is very careful because you never heard it. I'm going to put you in a new position. You listen? You better get in an apostolic position. Apostolic government is about to take over your life and area. So this statement is very, very, very important. I understand the power. Yes. Understanding the total power of favor in your Trinity. Spirit, soul, and body. They're all connected with favor. So let me say it a plain way. I think I said it earlier. And I'm going to put a word on it, kind of give it a little jig. Baby, favor is on your table. How many of y'all believe that? How many believe God is a good God? They ain't gonna work out so much for you. You said, God, dog, how'd that happen? you're gonna end up with so many blessings. Oh, yeah, he got to back me up. If you yield, he got to back me up. Some things got to be different in your life from this day forward. He promised he'll back me up. I feel his presence right now. I really want to shout, scream, jump across this pulpit, fly through here, you know. Hallelujah. All right. Let me give you some powerful word. I'm not going to give them all to you because you won't be able to handle them all. Salvation. Come on, sit down. Salvation. Favor in your Trinity. Salvation. Now, the two words are important. Salvation and transformation. Transformation is for your soul and your body. The reason that some of your prayer have not been answered, those two thieves, three thieves, Satan, your soul, and your body, three thieves had to be taken care of. You calling my body a thief? Yes. Yes. Every hoe know that. That's what I said. But I'm going to say something else wrong with that. If a broke person know that. You try to get your body to do something about work that only a seed can do. Your job will never get you out of debt. It's a system line up. The stores and the job are connected together to keep you working. But this morning, online, you hear me? Brazil, Canada, wherever you are, everybody being promoted. We walk by faith and not by sight. Men will not control your level of life. You about to flow and fly in the grace of God. Hallelujah. Sit down, let me give you the words. I give you favor as your Trinity, right? Favor in your Trinity. Favor in your spirit, soul, and body. Salvation, transformation, confirmation, revelation, manifestation. You want me to keep going on? Demonstration, illustration, graduation, magnification, sanctification, impartation, transportation, designation. See, I ain't got all that. Salvation, transformation, confirmation, revelation, manifestation, demonstration, illustration, graduation, all that's in your life, magnification, sanctification, impartation, transportation, designation, elevation, celebration, all of these things. You're gonna go back and listen to the tape. I can't be repeating this no 15 times. I'm trying to finish my message. Turn to Psalm 30, verse 5. Psalm 30, verse 5. We'll get you a few more points. I feel like running. Hallelujah. I want you to write down for a point. Favor and joy cometh to me right now. Favor and joy. I don't care what you're dealing with. Listen to me. Look up here. I don't care what the hell you're dealing with. It came from hell. Heaven is talking now. Hell got to shut up when heaven is talking. You understand? That problem got to shut up now. That thing that is against you right now got to shut up because heaven talking. Hell got to obey heaven. Hell is not strong. Hell is not stronger than heaven. What the heaven are you worried about? When we read this verse, I want you to recognize that favor and joy cometh. For his anger endures but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping. Now, I want you to take this in. That's my first point for the sermon today. All the other stuff is introduction. Favor and joy cometh for his anger endures but for a moment. In his favor, you see it? Is life. Weeping may endure the rest of my life. Come on, get over that. Get over it. Get over the mistake you made. Get over what somebody's saying about you. Let them go. Don't let them be traveling in your car with you. You talk about you don't like them. You take them everywhere you go. They're sitting next to you with the seatbelt on. You have all of your mind. You break all of your car, all of your house. Forgive them so they can get out your car. Y'all understand what I'm? You understand what I'm saying? Son? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Have you ever had somebody in your car you didn't want in there? Yes. Have you ever had somebody in your house you didn't want? If you thought about them, if you talk about them, if you think about them, they're in your house. Get them out. Let them go. Forgive them. Say something good about them. Say she got. You can't say that. She got some nice earrings on. She had some nice earrings on. It's real. How many of y'all seeing me? How many of y'all had some people in your house you don't like? How many of y'all about to put them all out? See, that's Satan coming up with that. You got to shut him down. That's a mind deal he's using. He gets somebody to offend you or say something or do something that you don't like, and he sent them home with you. They lay down on the bed with you. They're in your digestive system. A lot of people just lost high blood pressure. You just lost it. Because they can't keep it there. You see, you get your mind quiet down with God. Ain't no high blood pressure can be with God. How many of y'all got some things you need to don't? Don't sit in your lie. Because everybody been offended at some time. Some fool and said something to upset you. Turn to Psalm 84:11. Write this principle down. Grace, glory, and goodness is upon me now. Grace, say it.
Grace,
glory, and goodness is upon me now. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No, oh my. Oh my. I'll read this last part and y'all don't get nothing. No good thing. Come on, lift your hand. Lift your hands all over the place. Lift your hand online. Let me prophesy this over you right now. I'm going to read this scripture. I'm going to prophesy this scripture. Put your hand up. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Now, I'm prophesying this over you. No good thing will he withhold from you, because you're walking uprightly. What? Apostle, what are you saying to us this morning? I'm saying that every good thing that you desire in your life cometh up on you right now. The Holy Ghost and the angels are arranging things for you right now. You better shout up in here. Divine arrangement are being made on your behalf right now. Everything that needs to be put in place, every grace, every favor you need right now, every healing you need right now, every blessing that you need right now is being arranged with your name on it right now. Somebody needs to shout up in here. Tell somebody, I ain't been to church, I've been to heaven this morning. I ain't just been to church, I've been to heaven this morning. Watch this. You think you shout this now? Watch this. Your breakthrough is on your front porch. Right now. Your breakthrough is on your front porch right now. And if your house don't have a porch, God gonna put a porch on it. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your glory. No good thing. Oh Lord. No good thing. Will he withhold for them? Can I tell you something without getting you upset? You're looking at it. In your apostle. Not Moses. Not Abraham. Not Isaac. But Leroy. Now call your own name. Call your own name quickly. Sit down. I want you to write two or three more. I almost don't want to quit. This one here going to change your life completely. This is one I know about. This is one I've used over the years. And it works, all right? Turn to Luke chapter 1, verse 30. And listen to this. Always finding favor with the Lord.
Amen.
Always finding favor with the Lord. Every situation from this day forward. You look long enough, you're going to find favor with God. I pronounce favor on your house. Favor on your life. Favor on your children. Favor on your marriage. Favor on your health. Favor on your finances. Favor on your joy. Favor on your peace. Favor on your finance. I'm going to say it again. Get up here, praise them. We got to sing something up in here with all this good preaching. I said good myself. You ain't got to say it. I look in the mirror and say, Leroy, you did good. I yield. All I'm doing is yielding. I can't do none of this. I didn't study in high school too much. I was looking at the girl. Man calling me, I said, what you call my name for? Now, let's get this one. 130, right? All right, here, let me give you the principle. What I say, I already give it to you. Always find in favor with the Lord. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast, O Lord, up and yet is morning. This same announcement. The same announcement that was given Mary, who was impregnated with a baby and never had sex. That's a miracle, isn't it? Well, you getting impregnated right up in here now. Let me say, what's your dream? What's your desire? What you want in life? If he can put a baby in a woman's womb without a man up in here this morning, he can put whatever you need in your life without a man. Because up in here this morning, you have found favor with God. God have turned his favor loose on your life up in here this morning. You're going to drive with favor. You're going to eat with favor. You're going to sleep with favor. You're going to walk with favor. You're going to talk with favor. You're going to live in favor the rest of your day. Favor is on this house. Hallelujah. I say favor is on this favor is on this house. Tell three people, point them in the face and be serious. Tell them favor on your life right now. Somebody shout. Shake somebody's hand and ask them, do you have any favor? And then tell them, shout then. Shout. Shout. Shout then. If you up in here and you didn't shout, I'm going to give you one more chance. The blessing of God is flowing in here. You can't be stupid. You can't be satisfied. You got to follow orders. Shake somebody's hand. Tell them favors on me and shout now. You ain't all that. Shout, God darn it. Shout, God darn it. Drop your pride. Shout. Give God the glory.